Hey, folks, welcome to Brother Scott's Look in the Book, Episode 4. Recently on Instagram, I saw a reel from the same Bible teacher who erroneously taught on praying the so-called Lord's Prayer that I submitted a video refuting his position. Well, this time he's erroneously teaching on God's blessings for us today. My message today consists of information from Trey Searcy from Two Time Radio and from my own Bible study. By the way, Two Time Radio has an app on the Google Play Store and the Apple App Store. Search for Two Time Radio, WTTR, and you'll find it. It's solid biblical teachings and songs of grace, and they play several of my Bible studies throughout the day and night. They are heard in every state in America and many countries around the world. Check them out. So here's what this Bible teacher on Instagram had to say in his reel. Quote, a lot of Christians say that God has to fulfill his promises, but this isn't true. If we have a good relationship with God, yes, he'll fulfill his promises. But if we sin against him, we have no right to manipulate him into giving us a blessing. If a father promises to take his son to Disneyland, but the son cusses out his mom, the father has no obligation to fulfill that Disneyland promise. If the son says, but you promised, that is manipulation, and that's what we all too often do with God. If we sin against God, he has no obligation to follow through with his blessings. End quote. Then he invites his audience to click a video link below to see what the Bible says about this. But all I saw were hashtags for God, Bible, promises, scripture, manipulation, and Jesus. I didn't see a link to a video, but I may have missed it. I don't know. But firstly, God doesn't even see our sin today. He is not imputing anyone's sins unto them during this dispensation of grace. He sees us through his Son, not by our sin. Let's reference 2 Corinthians 5:19. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. So question, which non-imputed sins will God withhold his blessings from us for? Okay, do we during this dispensation of grace have earthly blessings or heavenly blessings? Under covenant, Israel is promised physical, earthly blessings and will receive an inheritance in the earthly kingdom. Following their resurrection and their enduring to the end, Matthew 10:22, they will inhabit that new city that will come down out of heaven, Revelation 3:12 and 21:2. Matthew 5:5, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Opposite to Colossians 3:2. Matthew 15:24. So who are the they? Jesus answers that question. He answered and said, I am not sent, but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Matthew 6:10. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. This kingdom is clearly earthly, not heavenly. And I taught on that in my last video. Luke 12:32. Fear not, little flock, which is the house of Israel, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you, the little flock, the kingdom. The little flock is not you, and furthermore, doesn't even exist on earth today. Ezekiel 44:30. And the first of all, the first fruits of all things, and every oblation of all, of every sort of your oblations, shall be the priest's. Ye shall also give unto the priest the first of your dough, that he may cause the blessing to rest in thine house. So who is the thine? The circumcised house of Israel that are identified in verse 22. Malachi 3:10. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. verse 4 of chapter 3 makes it clear as to who is being spoken to here, and it's not you. Hebrews 13, 14 through 15. For here have we no continuing city, but we seek one to come. The earthly kingdom that is called New Jerusalem. Revelation 21, 1 through 2. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down. See, no mention of anyone going up. That is the rapture, which is our good news. From God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. But we know that we are God's husbandry. 1 Corinthians 3:9. And this simply cannot be talking about us. In his covenant relationship with Israel, God dealt with them on the basis of their performance. It was an if system. And if they performed right, they were blessed. But if they were slack in their performance, they were cursed. Weigh the evidence. Look into this for yourself. In Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 26 to 28, we find this doctrine. Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. A blessing if ye obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day, and a curse if ye will not obey the commandments of the Lord your God. You see, Moses was the head of the first church in the wilderness, Acts chapter 7, verse 38. And we can go to scripture and find where God instructed him, along with his congregation, to go and stone to death anyone who did any work on the Saturday Sabbath. You see, at that time, and in accordance with their dispensation, sin was dealt with immediately and according to the law. You cannot claim Deuteronomy 28, verse 8, that says, everything you put your hands to will be blessed, and then turn and say that, well, we don't stone anyone to death today for working on Saturday. The same people in your Bible that stone people to death for disobeying the law are also the same people God blessed for obeying the law. Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 13. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kine, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses, and in all that thou settest thine hand unto, and he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee an holy people unto himself, as he hath sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways. And all people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, and in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give thee. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thine hand, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. Verse 13, and the Lord shall make thee the head, and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath, if that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day, to observe and do them. Okay, that was under the law. Okay, now under grace, we learn that we have received a spiritual inheritance in heaven because they, Israel, shall inherit the earth. And we are blessed through Jesus Christ and his performance, and not according to how we perform. Under grace, we also learn that our blessings are not material, but spiritual. Galatians 3:14, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles. How? Through Jesus Christ. Why? That we might receive the promise, singular, of the Spirit through faith. Promise of the Spirit and not physical, material blessings right there. Ephesians 1:3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual, nothing that you can see or touch, blessings in heavenly places in Christ, not thy kingdom come. And under grace, God makes us complete in Christ at the moment we put our trust in him for our salvation. 2 Corinthians 9:8-11. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye, always having all sufficiency in all things, it's all spiritual blessings, Ephesians 1:13, and sufficient grace, 2 Corinthians 12:9, may abound to every good work, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causes through us thanksgiving to God. Colossians 2:10, and ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. Under grace, God makes us complete in Christ at that moment. We put our trust in him for our salvation, as mentioned before. And we, the body of Christ, Ephesians 4:4 and Titus 2:13, we, praise God, have the blessed hope, Titus 2:13, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of that great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. We live according to the Ephesians 3:2, dispensation of the grace of God. Blessings used to be physical, Deuteronomy 28:1-13, but now they're spiritual, as mentioned previously in Ephesians 1:3. If we honor the context, Israel is the Matthew 5 meek that will one day inherit the earth, while we, the saved members of the body of Christ's church, will inherit heavenly places. Ephesians 2:6 and 2 Timothy 4:18. I'm aware that many would rather tune in and hear how they can get money blessings and physical blessings, how they can gain favor with God. But how old are you anyway? When are you going to grow up? Isn't it time you put your big boy britches on and grow up? 1 Corinthians 13:11. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. There is going to come a time, now you may not be ready yet, I don't know, but there's going to come a time when you'll grow weary of all this and do that to get favor with God. It's just religious doo-doo and it won't work. Victory in the cross, not victory we can work to earn, but the victory we as believers already have. We're not waiting on it, we're resting in it. We're enjoying the grace life and resting our faith in the finished cross work of Christ. Information that will expose those who Paul describes as being enemies of the cross. Just stop struggling. Stop struggling for favor, for blessings, for approval. Stop struggling altogether. It's only when we stop and rest our faith solely in his finished work that we can begin to grow in his grace. Doing this allows the peace that passes all understanding to consume us, to stabilize our hearts and minds, allowing Christ to have preeminence in our life. We have everything God ever intended for us to have in his book. We've been blessed to have his completed word. In time past, Israel was promised both material and physical blessings if they obeyed God. You and I never were. Once again, we are Ephesians 1:3, blessed with all spiritual blessings. Spiritual blessings and physical blessings are not the same. We are not Israel, and our blessings are not physical, not material. They're spiritual. If you get a new car, you'll pay for it. The oracles of God are the words of God given to Moses for the children of Israel to believe and obey. The Mosaic Law, along with all the blessings and curses that came with it. Hopefully, after hearing this message, you can walk away from wondering what you must do to please God to receive his blessings. That's not how this works in today's dispensation of grace we are living in. So like the noble Bereans did in Acts 17:11, with our Apostle Paul's teachings, please search the scriptures to see if what I am teaching is true. Don't take my word for anything. Grace and peace.